This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. Going to tackle the Super Bowl window. So the Commanders were 7-2. They are 7-2. Playing good football. Atop the NFC East. But now they've added Marshawn Lattimore. That addresses one of their big weaknesses. If we were to point out some of their weaknesses, secondary would probably be the top of their list.
Maybe not anymore.
Rushing its defense right up there, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
but they addressed one of those big weaknesses on defense. EB brought up some historic offensive numbers earlier. Now with Marshawn Lattimore, is the Super Bowl window open right now? I think before this, we all probably would have said, well, you got
slightly
a chance,
open.
But... Detroit looks far better. And Jason brought up, if you go through the playoffs, you're going to be facing some pretty prolific passing attacks. Detroit, really good receivers. You mentioned Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're playing well. Good passing game.
Packers.
All these teams that have good passing games. And Washington wouldn't have been very well equipped to face those teams defensively. We saw what the Ravens did against them. Now, the Ravens did a lot with the run. I would say yes. To me, the Super Bowl window is most definitely open, and it's going to be open as long as Jaden Daniels is there.
So, Eric, maybe it was 10 years, basically, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe it was slightly opened before the Lattimore trade, just because they're division leader. If you win the division, anything can happen in the playoffs, right? But maybe it's open a little bit wider.
It might be. I think it might be a lot wider.
Look, there's a history here.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterbacks don't go to the Super Bowl. They just don't. But maybe you got something different. Maybe we got something different.
He's not your garden variety rookie quarterback.
True.
We've seen that through nine games.
He's so experienced. But I think
that Lattimore just makes them really good in the second.
So here's a over the skis tweet. Somebody says, we're getting one in the next 4 years, probably 3-10.
Oh, well, man,
I'm betting against that
again,
all day long.
That's greedy.
That was called the 80s.
That's greedy right there. But I kind of like it. I kind of like that. That swagger is...
Here's the thing, Jason. So I'm getting the sense from you, and I've clung to stats like that before, that push come to shove, you would bet against it just because of the rookie quarterback.
I just think it's hard to do when you're a rookie quarterback that's got to play all those really good teams in the playoffs.
Okay, fair. I think if they don't, if they fall short, which they're likely to, right? I mean, it's very hard to win a Super Bowl. I mean, the Ravens are unbelievable, and you know Lamar hasn't gotten one yet. If they do fall short, it's not going to be because of Jaden Daniels. So
okay, it'll be because of defense, whatever.
You know, they couldn't make stops.
Well, it'll be that they're allowing 150 rushing yards per game.
Yeah,
that's going to be the problem.
So I think it might be true. Why are you laughing at me? You think I'm full of crap?
No. This is funny because you don't know how the machine works. The machine works.
What machine?
Like the ESPN machine. Like the Stephen A's will trash Jaden as soon as they fall short.
I don't care what they say.
I'm just telling you. What is coming down the pike?
I've always told you, I don't blame Lamar for them not.
I'm telling you what's coming down the pike.
When you fall short. Yeah. Well, I don't care. I don't care what they say, and I'll never care what they say. Lamar's good enough to win multiple Super Bowls. I think Jaden's obviously good enough to have his day.
But this is what they'll say, Valdez. They'll say, okay, this is a rookie quarterback who struggled in a big game in the postseason. He hadn't seen that yet.
Right.
That's not on his resume.
I just don't think that he'll be the reason
why. If he struggles in that
scenario, I'm not saying he will.
He might lose. He just plays fine.
I'm just saying that'll be the excuse this year.
He could thrive in that scenario. We just don't know yet.
Of course.
So, Cakes, you say the window is a lot bit opened.
Well, by upgrading your secondary, the only thing that could have made it better is if Peters had swung a deal to add another defensive stopper on the defensive line. Didn't do that. I guess he didn't find a deal that he liked. I'm still worried that a team that loves to run the ball, like the Ravens, like the Detroit Lions,
Eagles,
that's gonna be a tough matchup for this defense, even with the presence of Lattimore, because teams are gonna be like, okay, we're not gonna throw Lattimore's way, we're just gonna run Monty and Jahmyr Gibbs 35 times against your defense, and if you can stop it, great, but we don't think you can stop.
I don't know enough about X's and O's, but I know a little something that. If you put them on an island, I don't know if they're going to do that. I do remember, didn't Breland have a license plate that said Breland Island?
No, he had a decal, a bad decal on his car.
But if you have one of those guys, and I don't know if Lattimore is going to be one of those guys that he only plays on one side, if he travels like, you know, Revis did back in the days with Revis Island. But if that is the case, and he's a shutdown guy like that, you can bring the safety up to help you against the run a lot more often.
Absolutely. Definitely. I'm sure
so they may be better against the run.
Equation. Hopefully they are.
They may be better against the run right now with the addition of Marshawn Lattimore.
Maybe.
I don't know what type of tackler he is.
If that's a byproduct of bringing in Lattimore, then great. If it improves the rest of your defense too.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Do you think the Super Bowl window is now officially open for this Commanders
team? You won't book a trip to New Orleans for mid-February.
No, I'm not doing that.
You know what? That could be your real carrot for Drab T-shirt. He loves New Orleans. I could really win him over to Jaden Daniels' side. Give him an all-expenses-paid trip to New Orleans.
Yeah. I actually hate New Orleans. It's too much.
Yeah, but if Jaden Daniels playing at a Super Bowl,
I want to be there. Yeah, let's go to Tony in Lanham. Tony, what's up?
Good morning, Junks, man. Listen. Which one of you guys has the hurting teeth? I'm gonna give you a key to the kingdom with those hurting teeth. Yeah. First, which one? Is that EB or Cake?
That's EB. How dare you, sir? That's EB.
Cake's got wonderful.
I got those great choppers.
Hey, listen. Stop eating candy, man. Yeah. Listen. So here's the key. No, it's definitely
easier said than done.
Yeah.
Go to Walmart anywhere, man, and get you some organic, raw organic coconut oil, right? You're going to think I'm lying, but I'm going to call you back next week and I'm going to check on you. Listen, all you got to do is get some raw organic coconut oil. It's like the texture of wax. You take a heaping tablespoon of it. You put it in a red cup. You put it in the microwave for 18 seconds. It'll melt to a liquid. Of course, let it cool down.
Hey, Tony.
Hold on, I want to hear it.
All you have to do is gargle with it for 20 minutes.
Right. What? I don't have 20 minutes, dude.
Seconds.
Gargle?
But anyway, what?
Not gargle, but swish it around your mouth for about 15 to 20 minutes. It's called oil pulling. Listen, this is what you do.
And what does it do?
These oil pulls.
Hey,
all
Tony. Let me ask him a question. Tony, I'm curious. Where did you go to dental school?
Doesn't matter. I'm okay with organic ideas.
I didn't go to dental school.
Home remedy.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. But, Tony, what does that mean, oil pull? What does it allegedly do?
You take any kind of oil of your choice. I use coconut oil.
Right.
Some people use avocado oil. Some people use, you know, different oils.
I like avocado oil. Go ahead.
What about olive oil?
I might be oil pulling at MGM in about 8 hours.
What about olive oil?
Olive oil you can use as well, but if you have tooth pain, generally there's an infection in your mouth. What this does, swishing it around your mouth for 15 minutes, is it pulls any infection out of your teeth and gums. Yeah. And in about 3 days, you'll be pain-free.
Right, just I understand. Well, that's why they give me amoxicillin.
I got to call my uncle, Dr. Jack Bishop.
Okay.
Yeah. He would tell me if that's correct.
I'm going to check back with you guys next week, and I guarantee you your mouth will be pain-free.
Well, I'm already on an antibiotic.
Yeah, he's already on meds.
Antibiotic is, I'm talking about something over the counter, man.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm looking.
It's about 10 bucks. It's about $8 for a jar of it. You just
the ADA does not endorse it.
Now, let me just give you this disclaimer. Let me give you this disclaimer.
Tony and Lanham.
Go ahead.
Let me give you this disclaimer.
Right.
This Tony and Lanham, DBS. About
you knew I grew up in Lanham, right?
So, listen. This is what freaks people out about oil pulling. Here's the problem. You put it in your passionate. Mouth, and you swish it around, and it mixes eventually over the 15 minutes. It mixes with your saliva. So, it freaks a lot of people out that what you take in, you're going to have a much bigger spitball in your mouth coming out. That freaks people out.
Man, that is gross.
That part's a little gross, but I'm telling you, EB, I'm going to call you back next week. I guarantee you, just do this, and you'll be pain-free.
I might try some version of it.
Hey, Tony, is the Super Bowl window open?
Tony and Lanham, I don't care about his teeth.
The window is cracked, but it won't be open completely until next year after another draft.
All right.
Okay.
It's cracked right now. It's cracked. You know, anything can happen in the NFL, but next year it's fully open for the next 5 years.
Well, put it this way. If we stay at this pace and go in as a 2 seed, it's friggin' wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open. I don't even care if there's a team out there that you say is definitely better than us. They might lose to somebody else.
Correct.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know why it's wide open? Is you take your cue from Adam Peters. Adam Peters outbid the Chiefs, and I think the Ravens were sniffing around Lattimore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if he's willing to get into an arms race with those teams,
he thinks
it's open.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he didn't want to wait until the offseason to address
it. He
wanted to address it now.
He sees 7-2 and he says, now is the time.
Like if you're going to steal him for like a 6th round pick, okay. But if other teams are sniffing around and you put together the best package for that player, that tells me Adam thinks this team is ready to take
off. Hey, Drab, can we book someone from New Orleans maybe for tomorrow? That'd be like someone that knows Lattimore, you know, covering
him. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a good idea, I think, maybe. All right, let's go to Ray in Clinton. Ray, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Ness, you still got my $10 up there, or did you go get my breakfast yet?
Hold on.
You made a $10 bet with Jason?
No, he paid me.
That $10 bet we made about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, he paid me.
Did you buy breakfast with it? Is that what he's asking?
I don't know what I do with it. Yeah, it's spent, though.
You probably put it in his gas tank.
I put $10 in it.
Stuffed it under his pillow.
Hey, look,
yeah.
We can't give everybody out in radio land, man, out to give away our secrets, man, of what's going to happen because we got Marshawn Lattimore, which I think was one of the greatest pickups that we got in Washington football history other than Sonny Jurgensen. Other than Sonny Jurgensen.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. The window is open now. It's going to be wide open, just like the last caller said, after next year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open because I'm like y'all. I like that philosophy. Adam Peters saw something. Mm-hmm. When you got the likes of Kansas City and Baltimore that want this player, Adam Peters like, okay, I'm going to get this player because their window is wide open. We already know that. We creeping in there and we playing on house money, and we got one of the best coach squads in the NFL right now, and they're hot. So why not keep it on the stove? Keep it on the burner.
Right.
Keep it rolling.
Hey, keep the heater going, my friend, always.
And just like you said, it's going to help stop the run because they're going to load that box.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
What do you think about coconut oil?
I'm against the plan. I hate coconut. It's terrible.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls with the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Bolstering a defense, bolstering a secondary, bringing in a 4-time Pro Bowler. Is the window officially open for the Commanders
definitely
Super
open.
Bowl? 800-636-1067. Come back with more of your calls next here on The Junkies.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, talking about the impact of this Marshawn Lattimore deal. We gave you some of the PFF numbers. There are all kinds of impressive statistics for Marshawn Lattimore. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's not old. Been at the top of this game, just on a terrible team who dealt him. They're moving on from their coach. Who knows what they're going to do in the future? They might move on from their quarterback again. I don't know if they can afford to do that.
And I have a feeling that Marshawn Lattimore is going to be healthy enough to take the field this weekend. Now, maybe
that's
I'm crazy. A crazy person.
We got to get
but
up.
I just feel like he's going to be all of a sudden healthy and probable to play in the
only
game
question,
this
the only thing I have about that is that he's had soft tissue injuries before.
Sure.
So it's not like kind of out of the,
the
ordinary.
Realm of,
yeah. So it might be a real injury case.
He missed six or seven games last year. I assume it's the same one.
Mm-hmm. But I'll say this about the window being open, and we want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. It's clearly open. I would say it's open about halfway, but with screen door, with a screen.
With a screen in?
Yeah, still a screen in. It's not like wide open, let all everything in.
Let
there's
all
like
flies
some fleas and bugs.
In.
You got to keep all that in. There's still some stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open, but screen filtering some of it.
If they beat the Steelers, go to 8-2.
Well, then you might lift the screen.
The screen goes up.
But the window's not wide open, but still halfway open.
Yeah.
Lift the screen.
Right.
Now, if they beat the Steelers and then they beat the Eagles, then the window's wide open, no screen, bugs, everything could come in.
70 degrees, perfect weather.
It won't even affect us.
Nope.
Won't care. Yeah. It'd be like San Diego weather.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Caleb in Germantown. Caleb, what's up? Is the window open a crack more than that, screened in? What is it?
Hey guys, first time caller here.
Thanks, bud.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, man.
Our foot is definitely at the door. I think we're demanding that respect of our team because we are a competitive team. Marshawn Lattimore does give us that that solidified number one corner, and if we can beat the Steelers and split with the Eagles, it's definitely open for us. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
He says, it's fair, but you brought up a door. We're talking about a window.
I'm trying to think about the window, and then he says, my foot's at the door.
He stopped all of our momentum. I mean, he just smashed on the brakes there.
All right, let's go. Well, some doors do have, like, screen, like, you can pull down, like, your screen door, you can open the window.
Yeah, but I mean, he hit a speed bump there.
Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl window open, yes or no? You can vote. I put it up on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio.
That's different from saying, it's not saying we're Super Bowl favorites or anything, but it's just like you have an opportunity here. You know, sometimes you just get off to a hot start and all of a sudden you're in the mix.
It's very fair. I think they're not a perfect team.
Yeah, they're definitely
not one of these teams that you're like, oh, amazing in every department. But they addressed arguably their biggest weakness.
Do you want to know the updated number on FanDuel of Super Bowl odds?
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
So this is updated as of this weekend.
So Chiefs have to
be number
one,
right? Probably as of this morning.
Chiefs favorites.
Chiefs are plus 420. Okay. All right, so almost 4.5 to 1.
We guess the Lions are number 2.
Correct, plus 480.
And we guess the Bills, 3?
They're 4. The Ravens are plus 650. Bills are plus 850.
Okay.
Niners are 5th at 10 to 1. Eagles, 12 to 1. Vikings, 21 to 1. Packers, 21 to 1.
Haven't heard the Commanders yet.
I know. Texans, 22 to 1. Commanders, 22 to 1. Hmm. So tied with Houston. Just behind the Packers and Vikings. So right in there in the top 7 or 8.
Draft, you won't put a Hunsky on Skins.
Ooh, this is your perfect type of bet.
This is what you like to do.
This is what you live for. This makes you feel almost alive.
No. Why would I do that when I get the Seahawks 75 to 1?
Well, but you don't believe in that.
You know you're flushing that money down the toilet.
No offense. I don't believe in the Commanders either.
He doesn't think the window's open. I heard it during the
What
break.
Do you think?
Oh, the window's still fully
well,
shut.
Well, I think the Commanders are a good team, and they're put themselves in a phenomenal position. I just don't see, after even the last 2 weeks where you beat the Bears, it was phenomenal for the city, and beating the Giants, they're a good team. I just don't think they're better than the Lions, the 49ers, the Eagles right now. They might be on par with the Falcons, somewhere around there. Like, they're good. I'm not quite sold yet.
All right.
They're playoff competitors.
I think it's fair to say you got to knock off a couple more good teams.
I'll stamp the playoffs right now. Like, there's no question about that. I just don't think, and anything can happen. If we talk about it, Eli won the Super Bowl as a wild card. Anything can happen. But just on paper and what I've seen, I don't think they're better than those teams right now.
Hey, Cakes, have you seen the video of Marshawn Lattimore? The Commanders just posted it.
I have not.
Let's get to work, Marshawn. I don't see any limp.
Yeah.
Hamstring looks okay.
Is he walking on the practice field?
He's just walking to the entrance.
It's funny how your hamstring hurts when you're 2-7 and you're a team that's dead, that's lost 7 straight games, and then you get traded to a contender.
I see no limp.
I mean, I'm more convinced
now than ever. I told you I'm going to check with my sources. Yeah,
can you do that
to see
now?
If he practices today, Bickle?
Can you ask them if I can get a Jaden jersey?
I'm not going to ask my
His
source.
His source
that,
is not going to help you with that. You have to go to a different source for that.
Ask Nick. Nick can get me a
jersey. I'm going to guess his practice today, he'll do a limited practice if he practices at all.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
All right, let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jones.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I think this is phenomenal because he's going to help, I think, with St. Juice and Forbes and the backfield. And yes,
Forbes? He's not seeing the field.
Forbes will be like in dime packages.
Maybe he'll learn from him, is what he's saying.
Some things, but
he'll learn from him.
Forbes is never seeing the field the rest of the season.
Water boy.
Unless everybody else gets hurt, he's not.
Well, there was talk about trading him off. I was wondering if they were going to trade.
I figured they were going to trade him. I figured he was part of the deal.
Yeah, because there's so many takers for 160-pound cornerbacks. Yeah.
You know what Forbes is going to do is massage his hamstring.
Yeah, he probably will.
Well, there's only hope, huh?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Ricky.
Never going to see Forbes. I wouldn't be shocked if Forbes is inactive every week from now through the end of the season.
I mean, I don't know. They might put him in dime packages or something. We have no idea how he's going to be used.
Okay.
Let's go.
He's going to run out.
Right, I'll bet you he's active for at least one game.
I mean,
come on.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to run out.
He's not going to be like a nickel guy. I get it, but he'll be active.
He's going to run out and grab the tee after kickoff.
All right. So
that would be hilarious. All right, okay. I would like that. I'm here for it.
All right, let's go to...
He would be out there pretty quick.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Keith from Colonial Beach in a long time. What's up, Keith?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, he's been going to the games. He sent me a picture from MetLife.
What do you think, brother?
Yo, we are ready. We're Super Bowl bound. I'm telling you, I'm getting tickets. I'm getting hotel rooms lined up. I'm ordering drinks, champagne, whatever to celebrate. We're going to party at Lurch House afterwards.
All right.
Hey, Keith, what was the vibe like on the road at that Giants game? Yeah.
Yo, on the road, it was ridiculous for us. Like, we had fans galore. It was terrible. MetLife is the top 5 worst stadium I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
It's a cookie cutter. It's amazing to get there. Nobody really cares about football there. The tailgating sucks. Getting out of traffic sucks even more. But it's I have no clue what's going on. They had brie cheese at the tailgate. It was a ridiculous tailgate.
Brie cheese. Brie? Yeah, I would immediately leave that tailgate.
Bickle loves brie.
I like all cheese. Yeah. I like all cheese.
MetLife does look like a data center.
Yeah.
It is terrible, man. It is the worst experience I mean I've had in a long time. I'd rather go to Philly and get in fights.
And hey, you told me
that's saying something.
You sent me a text that, you know, like the last couple of weeks you wanted to call into the show. What has been your general vibe? Because you've been going to all the home games.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'll put it like this. I typically sell all my tickets by now, but I haven't. So the vibe at home games is we get that feeling. This is under an adult management. That's what it feel like. Mm. It feel like that we're actually being a franchise. We've been run. I feel like Pittsburgh. I feel like the Ravens.
Yeah, this is what happens when ownership takes over. This is absolutely the result. And it's good
absolutely
to see.
And I didn't believe that it would be this change that quickly. Mm-mm. But Jay, man, he's the real deal, man. He's composed. I went to a couple of the training camps and all that. He's just so composed. He's a people person. He really, like, he don't get flustered. I mean, he do the things that you want out your quarterback.
He's excellent at throwing the ball into that net. Oh, he was so good at that.
Which game? What's the next game? Keith, what's the next game you're going to? You going to Philly?
I'll be at the Pittsburgh game.
Oh, I'm talking about on the road. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the Philly game, too. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man. Die hard. Oh, man. All right. I love that. Do you have your Jaden jersey yet?
Yeah, yo, got two Jaden jerseys.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Two.
That's what I'm about. Yo, but I don't really buy. I use either the dead people or the people that's already gone.
Right.
So, you know, I got like Darryl Green and Monk and all them, Riggins and Todd. But now this is the first one. I did mess up and buy a Chase jersey. Listen to EB. I thought he was going to be our savior.
Brutal.
Yeah. Why listening to me?
Yeah. I don't know, because I'm like you, man. I'm a homer, and I'm like, yo, but the jersey now, I can't sell it for $4.
Yeah, what do you do with the Chase Young jersey? Just sits there in your
toilet
closet?
Paper.
Toilet yeah, paper. Toilet. Wipe your butt with it.
I got my cousin sign it, and I hung it up in the frame just like Chase did it. So don't nobody know any different.
That is hilarious.
That's a great bit. Now, I wouldn't have it hanging anywhere in my house, but at least you got a fake signature on it.
A fake autographed jersey. Why didn't you just sign it? Why'd you get your cousin
Maybe
to do it?
Maybe he has better penmanship.
Well, they know I got a distinct handwriting. They know my handwriting. So
you don't know the handwriting.
So when you have friends come over, you're like, yeah, that's a signed Chase jersey.
Yeah, I said I got this sign. I seen Chase at the Metro. He signed it one day.
He's got a Maypop song at the Metro.
Why is Chase on the Metro?
Funny.
He's on the Green Line. Yeah, he's on the Green Line.
Yeah, for the Green Line.
He left the game early.
He's going to Gallery Place. He's going to catch a Caps game.
I saw him in Chinatown.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it, buddy.
Dude, all right, fellas, I'll be good.
Yeah, you too. Dude, that's worse. By the way, that's worse than Timu.
Oh, yeah.
That's below Timu.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
I had my buddy sign, my cousin sign.
Keith Mu.
And then he got it framed? Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Hilarious.
That is.
All right. What a waste of currency.
That was a great call.
Let's go to Alex. Alex, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thanks
what's
for
up,
taking
Alex?
My call. Hey, man, that door is a window. You can have tractor trailers going in sideways. Here's the thing. No one expected us to go this far, and here we are. The other thing is two things. We should pick up on a pass rusher that's cheap. That way we can just bring him in, bring him out. You know what I mean? Keep
Chase
the other guys fresh. Hey, you know what? Or the other guy that just went to the Packers, the one that was here with
Preston.
Us. What was his
name? Preston Smith.
Yep, there you go. Something like that. A cheap guy, some guy, or Clowney. I don't even bring Clowney in here, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So someone just come in there fresh. Just come in there, two, three,
when?
Snaps, blah, blah, blah.
Look, when? Look the like deadline's it. Over.
Yeah. Deadline pass.
You got to go to the scrap heap.
Yeah, you're right about that. But here's the other thing. Now we're
He's
four.
Got no answers. Small detail.
This is what we're leaving out, if someone else hasn't called and mentioned. Forbes, now with Lattimore up there, he's going to be taking notes, and you know what I mean? There's no excuse. It's just like Davis, the one I got
Jamin.
Already released.
Yeah.
Jamin. Wagner, there you go. With Wagner up there, no one, I'm talking about the linebacker guru. That's like having Fletcher on
steroids.
Yeah,
he got cut.
You know what I mean?
There I guess he wasn't taking notes,
TV. Like say I'm taking notes watching Phil Ivey play poker, and I'm going to all of a sudden be Phil Ivey. I don't think
there
that's happening.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Wait, one more. So with Forbes' helmet now, I don't know if you guys heard, he's going to have a special helmet.
Oh,
it's going to have rear view mirrors.
Bad joke. I knew that. That made me laugh.
I was going to say, it wasn't that bad of a joke.
You're so easy.
I'm such an easy laugh.
That so is are you.
It did make me laugh.
I'm laughing more at Cake's
laugh. I'm laughing at his bad joke.
All right, let's go.
It's infectious laughing.
Musa. Musa, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's
Listen,
up?
I love the energy, and I love the fact that this GM of ours just keeps plugging away, bringing in this special talent. You know, he's going to just ignite that secondary of ours. All the guys around him are just going to step up their A game. They know what's coming to the table on our team. Hoping that he can remain healthy, this hamstring isn't going to linger. I think sky's the limit, and then it's just perfect timing. You know, we got these powerhouse teams coming up on our schedule. I'd like to see how we fare against them. If we can just keep playing solid football, Lattimore's a big pickup. You know, this is just something special, something that we can continue to grow on and work with. You know, I like the guy. I like what he brings to the table. He's a true veteran, and he's proven he can win. He can bring it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, I'm starting to worry about it's one thing you got to deal with TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Now you got TJ and Preston Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to be
just a depth guy.
Yeah, but it's just another guy.
Highsmith's the stud.
On a side note, bet everything you own against the Saints this weekend. Just bet against them.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Falcons. You think Kirk isn't going to go in and carve them up this weekend?
That game is in Atlanta.
It's in New Orleans.
It is in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. They could play on freaking Uranus. Kirk is going to carve up that team this weekend.
You know what to do, everyone.
Fade it.
You know what to do.
Hey, I'm just a tingle play. That's my free tingle play of the week.
Are you talking money line or you want to lay the points? You want to lay 3.5?
I'd probably lean more money line. Though I don't think it's going to be close.
All right, can you and I?
Yes, we can consummate a bet. You always like to pounce on me in a moment of weakness. So sure, why not? Come up with it. We'll go.
$10.
We'll do it.
$10.
Sure, $10. There you
go. So $10?
$10.
All right, so $10 if you play the Falcons pays you $5.95. All right.
No. If I play the Falcons, so, you're paying me $10.
All right, that's fine. And now if the Saints if the Saints win, you owe me $14.
Sure. Whatever.
It's a money line bet. It's not a 50-50.
So whatever. You just tell me.
Here we go. $10. You got the Falcons. I've got the Saints.
Correct.
All right, let's go to Mike.
$10 to you, $14 to me.
I'm betting on my guy, Kirky.
$10 to you, $14 to me.
It's fine.
All right.
Mike in Chesapeake. Hey, bud.
Hey, y'all. It's been a while since I called, right?
All right.
I want all four of y'all to comment on this when I hang up. I'm going to say it in 1 minute. Right. If you time possession, but you got to score touchdowns, you got to keep the ball away from the other team offense.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Robinson getting 5 and 6 yards a chunk, hold the ball, but you got to score. And keep St. Juice and number 13 off the field, you can win a lot of games.
Keep St. Juice off.
Right.
Keep St. Juice
of course,
and Forbes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you want to win time of possession.
Of course, you always want your defense off the field.
Always.
Right?
You want I think this week might have been one of the rare games, I'm not sure how many, that we lost the time of possession.
Forbes is going to be wearing...
I think we did.
Well, because the Giants had it forever.
He's
going to
be wearing a T-shirt on the sidelines. I don't know why people are still worried about Emmanuel Forbes.
Well, they just want to see some value... gotten from the
they
pick.
Want to see him make a play.
Value.
Make one play. That's what they want to see.
Hey, for what it's worth, I happened to see during the break, ESPN has their panel, and they were talking about the trades that went down yesterday. They gave the Steelers an A for adding Preston Smith and Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Jason also correctly pointed out when I kind of ripped into Mike Williams for being down the last couple years.
Right.
That he actually was having a good year last year and he got hurt.
Right. He tore his ACL.
Yeah.
All right, but he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since 2021.
Right. JP said he only had 19 catches. Mm-hmm. Well, he had in 3 games. He was on pace for like a Pro Bowl.
Right.
All right. He hadn't done anything this year and he wasn't that great in 2022. But anyway.
You think the Donk listeners knew that? No chance.
They gave him an A.
I bet you someone did.
The Lions who picked up Za'Darius Smith were given an A-. Mm-hmm. They actually gave the Commanders a B+. I mean, it's still a good grade, but they were higher on those other deals.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think it's a great deal.
I think it's a great deal when you look at a guy.
As long as he can stay on the field, Bickle, I get it. But it's,
yeah.
Who locks down opposing receivers.
He's one of the
best. Probably the biggest reason why they didn't give it an A, right? That,
maybe.
You know, he's not 100% healthy, allegedly. And he's had some injury issues.
I don't know, but he's already in Ashburn.
Yeah, and JP said he's walking with no limp.
Zippy limp.
How I look at it, I just put up the tweet, at Junks Radio.
You have a much more pronounced limp.
You only see like three steps. To be fair, you only see three steps. He gets out of the SUV.
If you have a pulled hamstring, you're not going to necessarily see it when he's just walking.
But he has, does he have a backpack? Yeah, he's got a backpack, like he's ready to get to work.
He's got a Gucci backpack, probably worth $5,000.
Yeah.
For a $5,000.
You don't think he got one from one of the guys like on the subway?
I don't think he got it from TJ Maxx.
BT Dub, I guarantee you, Adam Peters, he's not stupid. He checked on this. Checked on the health before he traded a third and a fourth rounder.
Right.
He didn't just say, all right, I hope he's healthy.
Right.
I mean, so I assume he is.
Coming up at 9:20, Sean Springs will join us, former Washington Redskin cornerback. Will get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach, at 9:45, all right here on the Jump.
Now, usually when I get an email from CK, our boss, about possible endorsements, I'm like, oh, my eyes get wide and my eyebrows arch. I'm like, okay, I could be interested. How can I make this work? But he sent one yesterday that I immediately rejected and shot down.
Did you laugh at it?
I laughed.
You chuckled?
I slapped my knee probably 50 times.
Did you?
His email to me, and I think to all of us at some point yesterday.
I deleted it.
I saw it.
Did you even respond to him? Or
no, I think you only respond if you're interested. You respond every time when you're not interested? He sends out a mass email.
Not every time, but if he sends an email about a potential endorsement, I'm either going to respond,
no, thank you,
thanks for thinking of me, but no, or usually, sure, I'd love to do an endorsement for fill in the blank.
I guess I do that sometimes, like if it's, he'll ask, do you have this particular wireless carrier?
Right.
Then I'll say, no, I have this one.
So yesterday, he sends an email that says, anyone already ride a motorcycle? And in parentheses, to defend him, I don't think so, or want to learn for an endorsement for motorcycle insurance. Huh. And my response was, thanks for thinking of me, but I don't think I'm the guy for this endorsement.
Well, hold on.
Am I going to get on a Death Machine motorcycle?
Is there anybody
54?
Is anybody on air have a motorcycle?
I have a scooter.
Well, you could have used it.
You do have a scooter. That's true.
Do you ever use it?
In the summer, I use it every day.
Oh, okay.
Do you have scooter insurance?
I don't even have a scooter license plate. I flout the law.
You flout it.
Yeah.
What about the motorcycle? Who has a motorcycle?
Does anybody that works here have a motorcycle?
I have the closest thing to a motorcycle.
You have the closest thing. I don't think
anybody has a motorcycle.
I mean, J.P. Finley, no chance he has a motorcycle. B. Mitch?
No.
I doubt it. Grant or Danny? No chance.
Are you joking the way he said that?
You think Grant or Danny would ever ride a motorcycle? Do they strike you as motorcycle guys?
I had a scooter. 50 cc's.
You were the closest.
Yeah.
I rode that scooter. Had a little bit of giddy up in it.
You rode it?
Yeah, your house one time.
Really?
Did you hold on the back of Eric?
Yeah, were you holding on to my
bear hug?
Like Dumb and Dumber?
You let me take it around the block.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
it died going uphill or something.
No. My son is super.
One horsepower.
Yeah. You know, he's an athletic person, coordinated person. He doesn't know how to turn. Like, he doesn't know how to ride. Like,
you can't turn it.
He doesn't know how to do it.
I would never ride a motorcycle. I would also never do what you're doing right now. If you're looking at Monumental Sports Network, Eric Bickle is eating just a piece of like Cracker Barrel cheese straight out of the wrapper.
The problem, one issue with this. It's only medium cheddar.
I want to puke like Linda Blair in The Exorcist right now.
Now, if it was melted, you would eat it. Like with nacho chips.
Nachos in.
Oh, that's another side note. Did Drab know it's National Nachos Day? Were you aware?
Valdez told me that the second I walked in the studio.
National Nachos Day.
Where do you guys even see days like that?
It was on my computer.
Huh? Radio,
it
was in your show prep thing. Yeah. Yeah.
National Nachos Day. Cheese on nachos. Yes. What Eric Bickle is doing. No.
You don't like cold? You'll never put like cheese and crackers? You know how good that is? Cheese and crackers?
I make an exception for some of the more mild, spreadable cheeses.
Yeah.
Like, is it Boursin? Is that the brand name?
When I made my specialty, when I made my asparagus wrapped in prosciutto with the cream cheese.
I would never eat that in a trillion years.
Didn't I make that and bring that in here?
You may have, but I would never eat it. If it has cream cheese on it.
Did I bring that in here? Didn't I make that for everybody?
My asparagus wrapped in prosciutto
with cream cheese.
Yeah.
The only time I eat cream cheese is if it's in some sort of a frosting or a buffalo dip. That maybe I would
you have a lot of exceptions.
Your exceptions are so weird that they're not really exceptions.
It's
anymore.
Called nuance. There's nuance to
but there's no theme. Like
sure there is. I would never unwrap a piece of cold cheese and stick it into my mouth.
You would eat like cottage cheese, would you?
What? Heck no.
What did you just ask me? Cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese on pineapple.
Never in
slices.
A billion years, JP.
That's
cottage
really good.
Cheese is a never. Never,
hey,
ever, ever.
I'm with you there.
On anything.
I don't like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese on slices of pineapple or slices of peach?
No.
Delicious.
Nah. Something but, about the texture.
But you don't like queso.
Love queso.
Oh.
See, I'm,
he's all over the place.
It's melted.
There's a theme.
No, there is a theme. I would never eat it. Like,
yeah, but cheese on burgers are melted. You don't like that. Doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly.
I would never order a cheeseburger. I know, always a hamburger.
I know, but you're saying you like melted cheese. And
EB would go into his fridge and unwrap a Kraft single and just eat it. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Never,
not
ever,
a Kraft
ever.
Single. I prefer like a block of cheese.
Okay, well. I would never cut
Kraft
a hunk
singles
of
are beneath
cheese.
You. Yeah, I mean they're good for grilled cheeses though. Kind of white trashy.
It's not
trashy.
Even real cheese. It's past. It's like processed.
And you don't
cheese
like grilled
food.
Cheese.
I make a good grilled cheese. Would never eat one.
All right, I
made them many
know.
For my kids.
I don't know what to think about that.
He's a weirdo.
Again, I'm a complicated person.
Yes, right. You are.
That's all there is to it.
Well, anyway,
that is correct.
And I don't eat cold
Should
cheese.
I be, here's the thing. I don't want the endorsement if I have to register my scooter.
I don't think you'd
I'm
have
also
to
thinking
it.
That they actually want somebody to ride a motorcycle for motorcycle insurance.
I have a motorcycle helmet for my scooter.
Yes.
You can't ride your scooter without a helmet. It's crazy.
Hey, I can't even see the email anymore. I deleted it.
I don't even check email anymore. I told you I'm out on email.
I'm not out on email, but I'm out on
motorcycles. I'm mostly out on email. And here's what I'm definitely out on. Voicemail. If you leave me a voicemail in the year of our Lord 2024, I'm not listening to it.
I haven't set
it
up.
It could be something saying, I've won $1 billion. I'm just going to miss out on that $1 billion.
No one has ever sent me a voicemail because I haven't set it up in a decade. If you call, there's no voicemail option on my phone. I don't set it up. So you should not.
There's no automatic message?
No.
I get
a message every day. Set up your voicemail. I ignore it.
I also still have Jason's old number in my stupid phone. I haven't deleted it yet. So sometimes when I say, I'm picking Michigan,
goes to the wrong number.
Georgia Tech this week, it goes to the wrong number. And then I'm on tilt. Mm. I'm on massive life
a tilt. Little bit clueless over there.
By the way, Jason has stepped up his game.
How?
I don't know if you noticed this. So he tracks 53 teams.
I did notice.
Or 53 players who have multiple teams each week that they must pick
it's
in the Survivor
bane
pool.
Of his existence.
All right? EB, he does this cap lock email with everybody's picks. So yes. I know Doug McKinney's picks, Cakes' picks, everybody. And he categorizes them by three conferences left. Now it's down to three people.
Mm-hmm.
Two conferences left. There's probably dozens. Mm-hmm. One conference left and people eliminated. All categorized, right?
Yeah.
Now he's color coding
the look teams for their for
look
their
at
colors.
This guy. Like Iowa's in yellow.
Look, drabby, look.
I like it. Nebraska's in red.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, this is what
and
he
I
does.
Got I got all the colors legit too.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a funky system, but you're a great coordinator.
I'm very organized.
He's a really good
I'm Cliff Kingsbury
and
when it comes to pools.
I always laud him.
Mm-hmm. He's got so nothing. He's got nothing going on.
So that I don't have to do it.
Nothing.
You understand how great it is that I don't have to be the commissioner? That he's the stupid commissioner?
What was my brilliant idea?
Right, hold up, I didn't even realize. So you're color coding, so Tennessee's orange.
Yeah.
I thought you were maybe doing it by conferences.
What?
No. I didn't look at it that closely.
No, look at Texas. Like,
it's by
that's
the
Texas
school colors.
Yeah, school colors.
Come on, you idiot.
Penn State's blue. Cal,
I didn't pay
Cal a little bit lighter blue.
I just noticed there were different colors. You know what I paid attention to?
What?
I'm one of those three teams that has a chance for $4,500
bucks. Now I'm rooting desperately for you to have two teams left after this weekend. Who's he playing this week?
He hasn't given me the teams yet.
Miami.
But he still has some big dogs available.
That's fine.
So I'm guessing.
I'm hoping they get upset.
Right. Probably Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the third team.
Yeah.
He's got to check in with his son.
Right.
His son makes the
rules. Brains behind the operation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to delegate, kids.
Yep, sure.
It's a big part of life.
It is important.
All right. Sean Springs is going to join us coming up at 9:20. We'll get back to the Marshawn Lattimore deal. We will hear from the former cornerback. His take on what Lattimore will add to the defense. But coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.